I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my wonderful, beautiful friends. Guys, welcome back to r/entitledpeople. I don't know why I almost laughed there. Where you'll hear the most outrageous stories ever. Because some people truly believe that they're the center of the universe, guys. I hope you're having a great day today, and get ready to shake your heads because this one is another wild ride. As always, I hope you enjoy the stories, and do hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. I'm too excited. Okay, so I'm a tattoo artist and have been for 17 years. I'm highly regarded in my area. This is just to say that I know my business. Anyways, as part of an event my shop was participating in, I personally held a cover-up contest. I took submissions of really crappy tattoos, and the winner would get a free cover-up. And let me tell ya, there were a lot of good potential winners. There were ex-wives' names, party tattoos from their teens, tattoos that were done horribly, etc, etc. But the winner was a gentleman who sheepishly approached me and lifted up his shirt to reveal a 9-inch by 9-inch swastika on his ribs. He told me he was too embarrassed to go to the beach, and he says, "I don't want my kids exposed to this stuff anymore, you know?" Which I agreed. It would make a great portfolio piece for me. This was a challenging cover-up at any time, due to the size and long black straight lines. So we met after the event and discussed our plan. He wanted Vikings, which is cool, I thought. I love Vikings. A Viking ship is way better than a massive symbol of hate and misery, so I set about designing. It took me a good solid 2 weeks to design something I was happy with. I hid the lines using the boards of a ship, dark waves, the mast beams, and in geometric sail patterns. The Vikings on board were hale and hearty and proudly out for the pillage. This would make a heck of a before and after. I was ready to go. So I'm booked for months, and it was about half a year from consult to appointment, and tomorrow was our scheduled date. The guy calls me today and says, "Hey, so, I don't want to cover the swastika anymore. I love it. I'm actually proud of it. I want you to use your design in and around it to make it really badass." The dude literally wanted me to pimp his swastika. Now, we turn down racist stuff at any time that it comes up, so for a multitude of reasons, I was not gonna do that. I told him the contest was to fix the mistakes of your past, not make them more, quote, awesome for you. I'm not gonna put your shiny new and upgraded tattoo in my portfolio. Way to miss the entire point of the contest and take the win from someone who actually wanted it and wanted to move on from their mistakes. Anyway, so the dude got all indignant about losing his win and losing his tattoo, which is worth easily 900 bucks, if not more. So the guy then berates our shop and pretty much told us that we owe him, that he was entitled to it since he won the contest. We then told him to pound sand. He says he's gonna tell all of his buddies at the military school what kind of shop we are. And I told him, 1, we're a shop that doesn't put up with racism. 2, I don't want to work with anyone he considers his buddy. So go ahead and tell everyone he knows. 3, I'm booked for half a year. You and your handful of trash friends ain't gonna make a lick of a difference to my bottom line. 4, that I was in the army. And they strip you naked and check for offensive tattoos. That he's not in the military with a 9-inch swastika. Oh, OP deserves a freaking mic drop for that. So OP does mention that the whole contest was pretty much a bust, since he didn't keep any of the contact info for the runner-ups. It's such a shame that that guy refused his tattoo, though. I would have loved to see that before and after. It sounded so badass. Now, this story involves me, a 45-year-old guy, who's the youngest of 4 siblings. I have 2 sisters, 47, 54, and a brother who's 60 years old. My mother is 78 years old. So, at the beginning of lockdowns, my mom comes to me saying that I should let her live with me in my house because, wait for it, I'm your mother. So I let her move into my basement suite. It has a separate entrance and has 1 bedroom, 1 bathroom, a kitchen and dining room, and a living room. So while my mom was there, she would sleep in the bedroom downstairs. And she would use the main kitchen to cook her own meals, and she refused to cook shared meals. She basically acted as if she owned my house. She would kick me off the TV so she can watch her own shows, and any of my complaints she dismissed with, "I'm your mother." Now, it all came to head when I was working on my computer in the living room. I found a time where I could take my break, so I went to the kitchen to brew tea and have a snack. During this time, my mother goes into the room to watch TV, but I had been listening to Vivaldi's Four Seasons. I guess the music annoyed her while she was trying to watch a show, so she starts pulling on power plugs in an attempt to shut off the music. One of the first plugs she pulled was, of course, the computer that I had been working on, and nothing was saved. When I came back from the kitchen, she rejected any fault for it. According to her, it was clearly my fault because she had to shut off the music to watch TV. So, why would she feel free to shut off music in my house? Well, because I'm your mother. At this point, I countered with, "And my mother is a guest in my house, so until you behave like a guest, you should go hang out in your area." Now, my mom did not like that one bit. She throws a tantrum, reminding me of who raised me, etc., etc. Well, she went downstairs and then left. I then went to the hardware store and bought new locks. Until then, the keys for the main door also worked on the side door, and vice versa. The inside door connecting the separate suites and the main house did not have a lock at all. So yes, I locked her out of the main part of the house. And this is where the phone calls start. First, my brother, who asked me why I was treating mom like that, to which I suggested that he take her in, since his house is much bigger than mine. And then I get a call from my older sister, who has two spare rooms in her and her husband's condo since their kids moved out a long time ago. And she hated my suggestion of taking mom in. My niece was somewhat surprised when I explained to her that the house belongs to me and not her grandmother. Apparently, her grandmother had told her that I live in the house that she bought. So a few days later, while running errands, I get a call to come home quick. My neighbor called me to tell me that police were at my door and my mom was in hysterics, screaming that her son had locked her out. That's right, my lovely mother called the police to help because, quote, her son had locked her out of her own house. When the officers at my house confronted me with that, I simply told them to try her key at the door on the side. Obviously, they had not done that. They then wanted proof that it was actually I who owned the house. Oddly enough, the copies of the deed I had at home were nowhere to be found. So I called my attorney and he sent one of his partners with new copies. He also bought eviction papers, telling me to consider it, and I simply asked for a pen. A couple days later, my mother moved in with my brother. My brother, older sister, and her husband helped her with her stuff. My brother made one last effort to make me change my mind, but my mind was made up. But this still isn't the end of it. The police officers are pressing charges for falsely reporting a crime of me locking her out. And everyone and their mom has called me to take back the charges. I told them that I hadn't pressed them in the first place, it's out of my hand. They then told me to tell the police that it's all a misunderstanding and to put a good word in for her. And why would I do that? Because she's our mother. Good on OP for not allowing himself to be pushed around like that. Mom seemed to think that she was allowed to do whatever the heck she wants because she was the one who birthed him. So OP does come back with an update, and the update says, "So, my mother has disowned and disinherited me." Now, I really don't care about the practical effects of that, but it still hurts. My brother called me last week to tell me that our mother wants me to pay her fine for her false report, and to tell all interested parties that I did. And my response to that was, "Then it'll be for a court to decide who's at fault." My brother then paid the fine for her. In the meantime, my nephew had a falling out with my brother. The story isn't mine to tell, but I think I can say here that my nephew's taking my side in this, and it didn't do him any favors in that. On a more happy note, he's gonna buy my neighbor's house. My former sister-in-law and her parents are gonna contribute to the down payment. They came by last weekend to have a look for themselves before they were gonna commit. If things go as planned, he can move in this autumn. Now about the mess. They said that if my family wants to kick me out, they're more than happy to adopt me into their family, after what I did for their only grandson. Now I could add a little bit more tidbits, and maybe I will in the comments, but this is the important parts of it all wrapped up, or so I hope. Guys, it sounds to me like the family is super entitled. OP seems to be the only child that stood his ground against his mom, and ended up getting disowned and shamed by his family, which totally sucks.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I run the front of a small flea market in my town. I've been doing this for a few years now, and I've seen more than my fair share of entitled people, but this family takes the cake. So every year, we do a food drive for Thanksgiving. I run the 50-50 raffles all year to raise the money, and we have a lady who does bake sales from time to time. We usually shoot for 125 families minimum, and this year, we did 151. We get them a turkey, a few cans of a few different items, some bread, a pie, gravy, and whatever we can scrounge up with the money left over. We had a guy bring in a ton of leftover candy from Halloween to give out. We then connect with social services and tell them how many families we can support, and they give us a list of names and phone numbers. I then spend the better portion of 2 days calling and recalling until I've informed as many of them as possible. Social service calls them too. Every year, it's such a delight. You can tell that this is really making some people's days. They sit there and shake your hand and say God bless you over and over. They smile from ear to ear. Some people hug you almost in tears. Seriously, it's the coolest thing I get to do all year. And it's mind-boggling how thankful these people are. But this year though, these people were the most entitled scumbags that I've ever seen. Now I do know some people take advantage of the system. People always will. Nothing can be done about it. But this year, six of them pull up in a van. They all get out and get in line. Every single one of them was on the list. Clearly a family of six. A mom, a dad, three kids, and one of the kids' significant others. They were clearly a small family. They had the same last names too. When they got up to the front, we treat them as a single family and got them one bag of swag. At this, they immediately start being rude, complaining that they were all on the list. So we check, and sure enough, they were all on there. Now, while we didn't think it was right that they were about to get six meals, there wasn't really much we can do about it. They were all on the list. And then we have a seventh person come in who was obviously with them. They tried to get a seventh meal for free. This person wasn't on the list. And she starts screaming almost immediately. We then went back and forth for a few minutes, telling them, unless social services tells us to give you food, we only have enough for the people on the list. She then gets on the phone with her social services agent. And she didn't bother going outside to have the phone call. Yeah, and she screamed on the phone too. I love it when people are mad and they repeat the same thing over and over. The lady must have said, this is a raw deal, like 10 times. She then gets off the phone, being clearly unsuccessful. She then comes to the front of the line, and she just goes off screaming how it's ridiculous that we won't help someone on Thanksgiving, and how her and her kids were about to go hungry, etc., etc. Now, I know what you're thinking. The family had one bad egg. But they were all bad eggs, though. At this point, the entire family was outside yelling about how unreasonable we were, how we don't really want to help people, and how this was a publicity stunt, and other things. At this point, our maintenance guy was screaming at them to please leave, etc. Finally, the owner rolls out in his motorized scooter saying that he's gonna call the cops if they don't leave. They say they hope he does, so they can put the real criminals, us, in jail. So finally these people get in their van and they leave. But the story doesn't end there though. They drive all the way around the property and then screech through the parking lot flipping us off, screaming F you, and then they throw their boxes that the turkeys came in out of their windows. Now I don't even know what to say about this. It's like life likes to one-up itself all the time. I see the biggest jerk I've ever met like once every couple of years. And they thought this was a raw deal? How entitled can a human being be? Now, I don't often hope people crash their cars and die, but the world might be a better place without them in it. I wouldn't pee on them to put them out if they were on fire. Okay guys, I just want to say that what OP does every year is simply amazing. It just sucks that people do take advantage of the system. But hey, some people do have that super entitled mentality though, to take everything they can without realizing that many places like this, that often provide to families, run on donations and fundraisers and they can't cover everybody. Like, it just sucks so much hearing that one selfish entitled family got six meals, and they still demanded a seventh. Like, there needs to be a way to blacklist these people so they can never get handouts ever again. So, for a bit of background, I'm a 24-year-old guy. I'm half deaf on my left side due to a birth defect. I also have a misshaped ear due to a combination of birth defects and the surgeries to repair it. When I got a bit older, I started to wear a prosthetic ear on that side to cover it up. Now, it wasn't perfect, but it did look better than what I originally had. Now, unfortunately though, these types of prosthetics don't last forever, and they have to be replaced every so often, as the colors do begin to fade and it tears around the edges. Now, I was due for a new one, and was just waiting on my insurance to approve it before I could get a new one. So, on to the actual story. So, I was working in the pediatric emergency room at the time, and was told to go do an EKG on an 8 to 10 year old patient. So, when I walk in the room and began to introduce myself to the family, the mother looks up at me and she lets out a gasp. Now, I was taken aback and I asked her what's wrong. She told me, "Your ear is really freaking me out. Is it supposed to be some kind of Halloween costume or something? It seems really inappropriate for a children's hospital." Now, mind you, it was only October 2nd or 3rd. I then explained to her that I had a disability for which I wear a prosthetic. Now, she then asked me to take it off because it's making me uncomfortable, she said. Now, I politely declined that because it's being held on by medical glue and it's not so easy to take on and off. And if she doesn't like what my prosthetic looks like, then she won't want to see what I have for an ear. So I then proceeded to do my job and perform the EKG, but throughout the whole procedure, the father decides to repeatedly probe me for personal information, asking me things like, "Are you sure you're qualified to do this?" and "How long did you go to school before this job?" Now, I did answer his questions, but could very obviously tell that he was insinuating that I was mentally disabled and should not be working in this field. I finished the procedure as quickly as I could and left, not saying anything to the parents, but I did wish the child well. I then gave the report to the nurse and asked her to not call me for this patient unless they absolutely needed to. Guys, some people just have no respect for those with disabilities. Like, the couple was rude as heck, and OP should have told them to F right off at that point. Like, "Take your ear off because it's freaking me out? Are you kidding me?" I love this person's comment right here. "I'm an ultrasound tech, and people question my knowledge and skills constantly. I guess I look really young. I've been doing it for almost 15 years, but I'm constantly questioned. I like to tell them that I usually just wash dishes in the cafeteria, but the hospital was short-staffed today. And since I'm good at video games, they figured they'd give me a shot. The look of shock is always worth it." Okay guys, so this last post was emailed to me by a wonderful subscriber. And guys, I do want your input because her husband is something else. Just recently, my husband, 31 years old, was promoted to assistant manager of a warehouse. We both work on the ops of 50 hours a week. I'm a shift manager at a behavioral disorders facility. Both jobs are very hands-on and strenuous. So, since my husband's promotion, he has developed an entirely different attitude. He's extremely entitled and, dare I say, rude as all heck. The guy is always boasting and bragging, and this has been going on for 3 weeks. Some examples are as follows. On his days off, he wants the house to be radio silent. If our 4-year-old wants to play, he tells her to stay in her bedroom because he needs peace and quiet after working so hard. If I make our daughter lunch, he will immediately say, "Where's mine?" My husband asked me to grab him things damn near constant all hours of the night. But that's not even the worst part. He expects nightly back rubs. But if I ask, he'll scoff at me and say, "But I worked all day," even if I had as well. He expects me to make him the meal that he likes every night, regardless if myself or our daughter like the meal or not. He also acts like he has full say over the money because he makes more. Well, last night was the tip of the iceberg for me. Now, before this, I do let a lot of things slide because it was a recent promotion and, well, he's excited, so I get it. But last night, around 11 p.m., as I was getting ready to sleep, the guy comes into the bedroom, lays down and says, "Babe, you need to go make me some ice cream. I want chocolate drizzle on it. And oh, don't forget the cashews." Then he lays down in bed and starts scrolling through his phone. Now, I ignore it because I feel at this point that I was gonna snap. The guy then shakes my leg and says, "Babe, did you hear me? I want ice cream." So I responded with, "Yeah, I did hear you, and no, go make it yourself. You were literally just out there. Your sense of entitlement is way out of line. Go do it yourself." Now at this, he does become offended, and instantly, like clockwork, he said, "But I worked all day." So I snapped back with, "Yeah, I did too. In fact, I worked 12 hours, to your 8 hours. Like I said, go do things yourself. He's now saying that he's not acting entitled and that I was just taking my bad day out on him, and that everything I said makes him feel unappreciated. Guys, I can't stand people like this. People who act like they're better than others just because they have a title at work. Seriously though, OP's husband needs to get knocked off his high horse because it's making my blood boil how he's treating the family. Eating what he wants to eat, demanding peace and quiet, and then telling your wife to go make you ice cream at 11 o'clock? Like, wow, you need to relax, sir. Assistant manager isn't that impressive, okay?
Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing.
But guys, let me know what you think. If your spouse suddenly got the sense of entitlement from a work promotion, how would you handle it? What would you do if you were suddenly ordered around by your significant other to give you endless back rubs, and they start forcing you to make ice cream at 11 p.m.? And that, my friends, brings us to another end of our / entitled people. Guys, I hope you enjoyed today's lineup of stories, and if you missed the last episode on the channel, I'll link it right here. A Karen tries to buy OP's sons as slaves because they're Hispanic. It's such a wild and ridiculous story, so check it out if you haven't, and I'll see you guys in the next one. I love you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.